Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
4/2022 and for life. Think strategic. Know why you are doing what you are doing. And then get out there every day. And win those small, tactical, short-term battles so you can win the strategic, long-term victory that puts you where you want to be. And it's not gonna be easy. The fight, the daily fight, is a challenge. You will not always want to do what you need to do. You will not always feel like doing something you need to do. You may not want to fight that battle, but you need to.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream.
You're strong enough, and your life is worth whatever you have to go through, whatever you have to do. This dream you got, whatever you want to do, will it be easy to just run out there and do it? No. Will it happen overnight? No. Will it be a struggle? Yes. Will there be times when you can't make ends meet? Yes, that's a part of it. Will there be times you won't know what to do? Yes, that's a part of it.
The Unforgettable has everything to do with serving at a level so high, so big, so massive that people feel like they have to change their lives because they crossed your path. And you have to be willing to use every experience that's ever happened in your life, not as a fortress holding you from using your voice, but as the fuel on why you will use your voice. You gotta be willing to not stand in your story, but stand on your story.
The only belief that you need to have, that thing that is going to allow you to take that first step, burn the following statement into your soul. Humans are the ultimate adaptation machine.
ask yourself this question: what I am doing, what I am about to do, is it going to help me get where I am going? Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker?
Your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, when you're going through death. Real life, you're alone. But there's 24 hours in a day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're
See, when you begin to understand and acknowledge your fear, and you go forth anyhow, you go forth in a spirit and a knowing that there's a way that you can begin to handle this. There's a way out here somewhere. There's a solution. What it is that you're seeking, that you have the capacity to whatever comes up, to handle it, to face it. And rather than feeling powerless, you begin to feel powerful.
Always something you can do differently. And once you understand...
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
That you can always make a different choice and get a different reaction. And that's the power in your life. That's the power that you have.
That's why people never achieve their strategic goals. They lose the little tactical battles, the death of a thousand cuts. All adds up. Why? Because we don't think about the big picture. One degree at a time. One degree closer to death, one degree closer to failure.
You have a why, you can survive almost any how.
Living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. That living alone is just very difficult. And once we begin to come to grips with the fact that living is difficult, life is very challenging. You are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash, office hit, or flop.
Discipline is rooted in the truth we tell ourselves, and discipline delivers long-term strategic success.
If you see it, you can achieve it. You, if
you don't have visions, you can't make it in this world.
You need something to sustain yourself through that. It's not optional, because the price of existence is so high that without that sustaining meaning, it corrupts you, it embitters you, and once you're embittered, things go downhill rapidly. You get vengeful and you get angry and you get destructive, and there's really no limit to that. And I've been suggesting to people that the sustaining meaning that they can find in their life isn't to be found through happiness, let's say, because happiness doesn't work when you're not happy, when things have gone badly for you, for even for accidental reasons. But you can find sustaining meaning and responsibility.
Because God sent you here, and no human being came to this planet empty. No matter what you've done, if it didn't kill you, there's more left.
Turn your wounds into wisdom. You will be wounded many times in your life. You'll make mistakes. Some people will call them failures. But I have learned that failure is really God's way of saying, excuse me, you're moving in the wrong direction.
A fixed mindset is when you believe your talent and intelligence are fixed traits. A growth mindset is when you believe your talent and intelligence are malleable traits, that you can actually change them, you can improve them, you can get better over time, smarter over time, more competent over time. And to do that, you just need to reframe the failure as a learning experience. So that's one of the big ones. People that can really fail without losing their enthusiasm. You've got to stop asking how little you can get away with and start asking one of the most powerful questions in the universe, which is, how much can you bear?
You came here loaded, and you came here to make a deposit, and deposit you will make. And if you don't make, you are a generational thief, because you stole from the next generation. The next generation is supposed to benefit from what you came to deliver. And if you settle down on what you've done and not do what you could do, then you rob them of what you came to leave for them to enjoy. And that is why you should never allow what you've done to stop you from doing what you could do.
Take responsibility for yourself, and that works. And then if you do that properly, you can take responsibility for your family. And then if you do that properly, you can take responsibility for your community. And you can continue to burden yourself voluntarily, let's say, with a greater and greater range of existential challenges. And all that that does is make more and more and more of you. And that works as an antidote to the catastrophe of life.
Create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life, because you become what you believe.
When you wake up in the morning and your life means something to somebody other than you, that you have a purpose. If you don't go do the things that you're going to do, people's lives will suffer. And I think that that kind of purpose, that, like, to live in service, not to you, but to live in service to humanity, to live in service to your family, to live in service to your church, to your city, to your country, to the world. Living in service is that, I feel like that is the purest form of joy.
Woe is me, it's not my fault, it was so and so, they did it to me. I want you to stop that immediately. Remind yourself that you own your life. Remind yourself of cause and effect. Remind yourself that you are in control. You could make a different decision, and you could get a different outcome, because you can't control the world. You can't control other people. You can only control yourself. And between that stimulus and that response is your ability to make a different choice.
you can be still long enough in all of your endeavors, the good times, the hard times, to connect yourself to the source. I call it God. You can call it whatever you want to, the force, nature, Allah, the power. If you can connect yourself to the source and allow the energy that is your personality, your life force, to be connected to the greater force, anything is possible for you.
I'm talking about being honest with yourself about what you're doing, about how you've performed, about whether or not you're being weak in something. Because if you're being weak, the only problem with that is ignoring it, is pretending like it's okay, is not holding yourself to a standard. It's going to happen from time to time, but if you're not honest with yourself about where you are, if you're not having that hard, direct talk, then you're never gonna make progress.
You gotta make a decision. Listen to me. You gotta make a decision. What's the decision? What's the thing you came here for? Now we're at the moment. The clock is ticking. People say all the time, hey, life is short. Let me tell you something. Life can be long. You bury your dreams, you quit this, life gets long. See, time's relative. 2 minutes of you being with your sweetie, doing whatever you like to do with them, that can go by quick, right? What about the last 2 minutes on a treadmill? Does that not seem like it goes by for like 4 hours, right? So if you're enjoying it, it's short. If it's painful, it's long. Life can be long.
When you lose your job, when someone you thought you'd be with for the rest of your life said, no, we can't do this no more, that's when you have to stand. That's when you have to begin to live this faith. And that's not on you. That's when you got to call on something higher than you. Let that mind be in you. You got to be out of your mind to believe in spite of these numbers, you can still make it. In spite of the pain you're feeling, you can still come back again. I believe it.
Life is not everything I want it to be, and perhaps it's not everything that I need it to be. And you ask yourself, you sit on the bed and say, okay, man, I'm ready to learn something. Like, what's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong that I could fix, that I would fix? It's like, you meditate on that, you'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
Every single thought we have or every sentence we speak is an affirmation. And it's either positive or negative. And it's going out from us and it's creating our experiences. However, when we talk about doing affirmations, what we're talking about is making definite positive statements to create something in our life or to remove something in our life.
I call Don't Die With Your Music Still In You. All of you have some music playing, and all of you have a heroic mission. There's no accidents in this universe. We all show up here with a purpose. There's an intelligence that is a part of everything and everyone, and all of us are connected to it. And too many of us are afraid to listen to that music and march to it.
There is no more effective way of operating in the world than to conceptualize the highest good that you can and then strive to attain it. There's no more practical pathway to the kind of success that you could have if you actually knew what success was. The world shifts itself around your aim, because you're a creature that has an aim. You have to have an aim in order to do something. You're an aiming creature. You look at a point and you move towards it. It's built right into you. And so you have an aim. Well, let's say your aim is the highest possible aim. Well, then, so that sets up the world around you. It organizes all of your perceptions. It organizes what you see and you don't see. It organizes your emotions and your motivations.
After all you've been through, and this day alone, and the many days and years past, how you got here to this, the choices you made that have brought you to this day, open your heart and quietly to yourself, say the only prayer that's ever needed. Thank you. You're still here. And you get another chance this day to do better and be better. Another chance to become more of who you were created. And what you were created to fulfill.
Maybe you want to go into a relationship with someone, but you've been afraid to, but your heart says it's the right thing to do. Whoever you are, whatever that music is, however distant it may sound, however strange, however weird others may interpret it to be, don't get to the end of your life and know that you're going to leave and not have it played yet. Don't die with your music still in you.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice.
Don't underestimate the hole your absence would leave. Each of us, we're remarkable creatures, and we have something to offer to the world, to our people we love, to the world at large. It's our responsibility to make that manifest, and we move a little farther away from paradise every time that doesn't happen.
And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
You are ready and able to do beautiful things in this world. You will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart.
When you're in that place where you're acting in the proper manner and you're facing things courageously and you're speaking the truth, you're imbued with a sense of fundamental meaning, and that meaning is the antidote to the catastrophe of life. And it's the antidote psychologically, because you have to have that meaning, because otherwise your life is too dark and too dreadful and it will corrupt you. We're not nothing, us human beings. No, they say that we're made in the image of God. It means, at least in part, to participate in the process of bringing the good into being. And we can all do that, and the opposite. And if we accept our responsibility to ourselves and to other people and to our communities, and we lift that load up, then we live lives that are meaningful.
Failure is a part of the process. You have to fail to win. You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right. You learn nothing from winning. You only learn from your failures.
I tell you, passion is not something you were born with. Everybody thinks they're going to turn inside like an archaeologist and find that thing, their deepest passion, the thing they always loved, hiding inside. As soon as you say it, I hope it sounds ridiculous, that you would love something that much and yet somehow be blind to it? It doesn't work like that. But if you really want a passion, you've got to go through the process of gaining mastery. It was about changing my identity. Because at the end of the day, identity and values drive behavior.
Willpower is built through voluntary acts of quote-unquote suffering. To do hard work is to grow. To push yourself on a project to places that frighten you is to expand your creative capabilities. Pleasure seekers don't create monuments. Any creative person has to face the arrows and slings of their critics. So you get to world class through the doorway of discomfort. You do it by walking into the metaphorical hard winters of growth. That's how you train.
If you live properly, history will not be able to ignore that you lived. And that's the way you were born to live. You were born to make a mark in life that leaves fertilizer for the seed of the next generation to take root. I believe God has a dream and a vision for your life that's supposed to carry you right out into eternity, because that's what's pulling it. And that when you die, you're supposed to leave this earth not on pension, but on purpose. That it should not be I'm tired, but it should be I'm finished. Most people actually leave the earth tired. Not completed. And we need to make sure that we can say at the end of our lives, it is finished. Not I am retired.
People have an idea or a dream and they give up on it. No, no, don't do that. Work your dream until it gets hot. See, most things don't happen as soon as we think they should happen. The messenger of misery might drop in on you and say hello. Murphy's Law might come by and thump you on the head. Any number of things can happen to interrupt your flow. It's okay. Don't take it personal. Just acknowledge what's going on. It's called life. And keep on working on your dream. Continue to keep on knocking, because this is your life. This is what you love. This is your passion.
During the process of gaining mastery, you'll find out whether you actually like that thing enough to become great at it. It is my belief, whatever it is you set out to do, there should be one litmus test. You should be able to ask and affirmatively answer the following question. Do I want to know more about this than anyone else in the world? Don't get into something unless you plan to be the best. That's my piece of advice. But if you want to have the passion to make something big, to make big change, it's got to be something that you believe in beyond reasonable doubt. It's got to be something you've just got to make happen. So ask yourself, do I want to know more about this than anyone else? Because you're going to have to get better at it than anyone else.
It's about facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them. And that's what discipline is. Discipline means taking the hard road, the uphill road, to do what's right for yourself and for other people. But the discipline will not allow that. The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will. It won't accept weakness. It won't tolerate another breakdown. The discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy. But the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can. And it'll put you on that path. The path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness.
I'm saying this is a time more than ever that you want to begin to inoculate yourself with positive words, coming to conventions, showing up in meetings, being on the calls to make yourself unstoppable, to get out of your mind the polluting negative thoughts that's causing most people to go through life being stuck because they're volunteer victims. Somebody said that many people die at age 25 and don't get buried until they're 65 because they got so much garbage in their minds. You are here because you've got a clear vision of what you want and where you're going.
The only way to build your ego that is truly anti-fragile that I have found is to be the learner. To be willing to admit when you're wrong. To look at your goal and work backwards and say, is what I'm doing actually moving me towards my goal or not? Not does it make me feel good about myself? Not am I right? Not am I smart? Is it moving me towards my goal? And if it is, then you do it. And if it doesn't, then you don't.
Where do you start? You start right here. And when do you start? You start right now.
Because you might ask yourself, like, if for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, by your own definitions, right, within the value structure that you've created to the degree that you've done that, what would you be like?
Hard thing to accept, but in our lives, we are getting out of our life right now exactly what we believe we're worthy of, exactly what we think we deserve. Our life is a direct reflection of our identity, which is the thoughts, concepts, beliefs, values, and worth we hold true to be about ourselves. We're getting out of life right now what we believe we're worth. And we believe we're worth it because of these patterns and our identity and our lack of choosing to have what we want. Not just the material things, not just the body weight, not just the amount of money, not just having the relationship, but choosing the emotion we want.
Well, you know, there are remarkable people who come into the world from time to time, and there are people who do find out over decades-long periods what they could be like if they were who they were, if they spoke their being forward. And they get stronger and stronger and stronger, and we don't know the limits to that. We do not know the limits to that.
And, you know, I find that so many of us think that our dreams are unreachable or unrealistic, and it's just so sad. I mean, people think that their dreams disappear. And if that's what you think, congratulations, you're officially stuck. And the truth is that our dreams are always there, and they don't ever give up on us. We give up on them.
But I learned along the way, everything that's happening to you is God is processing. Every difficult moment you're having, He just processing. That's all He's doing. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. And if you need to be tough when you get to where you're going, then He's going to toughen you. If you got to be more caring along the way, He's going to let you have some trials come your way that's going to have to produce that in you.
And so if your life isn't everything it could be, you could ask yourself, well, what would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be who knows how much more efficient, 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get. It's completely, it's off the charts.
See, there's a book being written about your life. isn't there? Someone somewhere is taking inventory of your life. Don't compare your chapter 1 to someone's chapter 10. You write your own book. And at any moment in your life, you can decide that you want to make this the new chapter. You're literally in your life, you can turn the page. And those previous chapters are your old book. It's like Old Testament, New Testament. Old story, new story. They're connected, they're related, but you can flip the page and you can have a whole new story. If you decide right now, I am literally turning, my breakthrough is I turn the page, and in this second, I start to write the best chapters of my life.
That's the life to live. That's the life. Like to say, I care about this. It matters. It gives me purpose. I'm going to fight for this. This is a group of people I want to serve. And I'm going to go all the way out every day. And look, you're not going to hit it every day. There's going to be days where you're off. There's going to be days where you're weak. Weak. But if that day, instead of bullshitting yourself, instead of saying, I wasn't weak today, what are you talking about? If that day you own it, and you say, yeah, I was weak today, and I'm not going to be weak tomorrow, but I'm not afraid to face that. I'm not afraid to accept that I'm not perfect. I'm not afraid to look in the mirror and say, today was a bad day, that I didn't make myself proud today.
They know they should adopt. It isn't merely that your fate depends on whether or not you get your act together and to what degree you decide that you're going to live out your own genuine being. It isn't only your fate. It's the fate of everyone that you're networked with.
But that shouldn't diminish who you are. It shouldn't diminish your view of yourself. Why? Because it wouldn't serve you. Because if you beat yourself up today, you make it harder for you to be rad tomorrow. It's a game that has to be seen in total. It's not a game where you can take a snapshot.
And so that's how you're connected. And the things you do, they're like dropping a stone in a pond. The ripples move outward and they affect things in ways that you can't fully comprehend. And it means that the things that you do and that you don't do are far more important than you think. But I mean, if you really asked yourself, would you be so sure if you had the choice? I can live with no responsibility whatsoever. The price I pay is that nothing matters. Or I can reverse it and everything matters. But I have to take the responsibility that's associated with that. It's not so obvious to me that people would take the meaningful path.
When you have doubt, when your faith becomes weak, your reasons will fortify your faith. When you have an inner conversation, say, no, don't do that. Your reasons will become your rod and your staff to comfort you, to take you through those challenging moments. So write down your reasons. And what you will find, that when you decide to act, when you decide to take life on, and let me warn you, it can be painful, it will be uncomfortable, and that's where the growth is. When you're uncomfortable, when you're stretching out, when you're taking life by the collar, you're going to get thrown to the ground again and again and again. But when you have determination and you know that what you're doing is right, it gives you your life, it gives a special meaning and power to you, you will have some power from on high. You will discover some things about yourself that will begin to electrify your personality.
Like there's no excuse whatsoever for not getting at what it is that you should be doing.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.